Now let me just take a moment here and explain why that's important. One of the great mysteries of the life sciences is why so much human DNA appears to be unused. We have estimates go anywhere from 20 to 25% of human DNA is used. Almost two-thirds of our DNA appears to be unused. It's almost like sometime in our history, in our ancient past, something or somehow someone went through and turned certain switches off and other switches are on. We have the capability to do things and to activate other portions of DNA, and for the most part, it simply is not activated, giving us the following kinds of mysteries. Let me just ask a question. What is it that humans, apes, bats, and guinea pigs have in common as mammals that no other mammals have? Humans, apes, bats, and guinea pigs are the only mammals I'm aware of right now who no longer produce vitamin C in their bodies. It's required of us. We have to have vitamin C. We have the capabilities to do it. We have all the enzymes are present in the liver. The codes are there in the DNA. They appear to be shut off. Why? Just to make this really interesting, there are humans now that do produce vitamin C. Pregnant and lactating women produce varying amounts of vitamin C. Sometimes they continue to produce it after their pregnancy. If even one person can do it, it says it's possible. Why aren't we all doing it now? Well, what researchers have found is the way that DNA is wound, the way that twisting occurs, plays a large role in how much of our DNA is turned off and how much is turned on. Now we're seeing that DNA can be loosened simply by having a deep, powerful emotion in the body, giving us, and what the research is showing, very powerful states of emotion inside that are enabling immune systems. This is where our immune system is strengthened. This is where cells begin to divide and bones heal many times faster than they do under other conditions. So what do you think happens in the opposite of this? Anger, rage, hate, jealousy. Exactly what you would think. Tightens up like a little top. What happens to people who are chronically angry, enraged, depressed? If people are still angry over a bad divorce 30 years from the time of the divorce, if you're upset about the way a particular job treated you even after you've moved on two or three jobs after, you hold that inside, what happens to those people? What happens to their immune systems? They're compromised. What happens to their body's ability to produce the enzymes in their body, DHEA, the precursor for all hormones? They're compromised. So we're beginning to see this relationship. This is why this is important. This is an amazing series of experiments. What they're saying in the lab notes, and this is in the published report, individuals trained in feelings of deep love and appreciation were able to intentionally change the shape of their DNA. Another way of saying what's happening right here is that under very specific forms of powerful, coherent emotions, we are impacting positively or negatively the immune system in our body and the characteristics that give life to our bodies. They went on to say that human emotion produces effects which defy conventional laws of electromagnetism in their relationship to space-time. It's saying that our emotions are working with a kind of energy that is not bound by space and time the way that we think it is. Let me ask a question. How many people have had this experience where you go to call someone that you love, you pick up the phone to dial the number, and they're already on the other end of the phone? You ever had that happen?
Oh, yeah.
Has it ever happened to you with somebody that you didn't like? I've never seen anyone or heard anyone say that it happens to someone that they didn't care for. It generally happens with people that we have a deep affinity for. My mom and I do this a lot. Well, what happens? What when we have that experience, what just happened? Obviously, there was a communication on some level. What's the conduit? What's the conduit? Someone half a country or half a world away. Whatever the conduit is, it's not bound by space and time. We're talking about emotions. Summary of experiment number 3, it says that we communicate with DNA through a non-local form of energy. We're using energy that already exists. The energy is associated with human emotion, and through this energy, we may intentionally change the shape of DNA molecules. That is the end of the third experiment.